What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Indian Chick Walked Into My Gym and Cleared Out the Place Because She Stunk So Bad Back in Lviv. So, as you guys know, I started going to the gym in Lviv. And sadly and unfortunately, there are Indian people in Ukraine. In fact, when I was talking to my lawyer a couple of days ago, he's like, yeah, they're letting Indian people in. And that's because, you know, they need to make up for the drop in population. You know, as you guys know, the Caligari plan, which is to, like, you know, get rid of white people and replace them with, like, fucking Indians. That's really the name of the game. So, when I was at the gym, guys, you know, it's not a big gym. It's a decent-sized gym. It's a small gym, you know. So, there's Pooja, and a special shout-out to Martin Goldberg for coming up with the term Pooja, which refers to sub-average-looking Indian chicks. So, we were at the gym working out, and this Indian Pooja wearing spandex, she comes in, and boy, she stunk so bad that she literally cleared out half of the gym. I'm telling you guys, Chernobyl had nothing on this biatch, you know? It's like, baby girl, half of the gym is empty. You're the only person there, you know? The other people, like four or five people, including myself, we're on the other side of the gym. And the thing is, you know, you can tell that she knows that she stinks because she stayed in that area all the time because she knows she stinks. She knows if she goes to where we are, we're gonna go somewhere else. You know, we might even go home. Actually, I think I did go home. You know, as you guys know, I usually like to do the treadmill, but this bitch stunk so bad that I'm like, yo, man, just walk to the house, you know, it's like walking on the treadmill, minus smelling this nasty Pooja. So, the thing that gets me, guys, you know, the thing that really, really irks me about Indian people is that it's always the ugly Indian people who go to, like, the whitest country, you know? When I was in Latvia, you got these ugly-ass Indians over there. It's like, dude, what are you doing in a country known for Chads and Stacy? I mean, do you think that these people actually respect you or care for you? Do you think that some of these people might say, oh, look at this ugly-looking Indian dude. He's in our country. Yeah, he might, you know. It's like, no, man, no. You know, like I said, my lawyer in Kiev was very upset about the fact that the Ukrainian government is actually importing Indians. I'm out here, guys, in Old Town Warsaw. I was actually doing a tour of Warsaw, and unfortunately, I hit one of the buttons on the camera, caused the recording to stop, but it was just a tour of the place. I mean, realistically speaking, you know, once you see Old Town Europe, you've pretty much seen it all, so it's not like you're missing out on anything. So, yeah, I'm still walking in the same area. You take bus 175. Bus 175 takes you from Old Town, where I'm at, to the airport and vice versa. It only costs like $1 and a couple of cents. You can buy with credit card. So, It's a 35-minute ride, which is really not bad, you know. It's only 35 minutes to get to the airport or get here from the airport. They also have a train station that's a little bit farther away by a big-ass mall, you know, that takes you directly to the airport. I'm really not into big-ass malls, you know. I'd rather be in Old Town this. I'd rather be seeing this, you know, than freaking a mall that we see all over America, you know. So, all right, what's going on here? Is this like a gay pride parade thing? I'm gonna pass by it right now. Looks like they're having some sort of I'm just gonna do a quick U-turn. There's a lot of police. Again, I have no idea what it's about, and I'm not gonna walk in there with a freaking camera. I'm just gonna casually walk like this. Oops, don't wanna get ran over. I'm just gonna casually walk like this, you know. What are these people talking about? Maybe you guys can understand what's going on. Most people don't care. I see a European flag in there. I don't know. Look, I see some people taking film, so if they can do it, so can I. Let me get the hell out of the camera. What the hell am I doing in the camera for? Well, you all got to see a protest in Warsaw. Even though it's probably a nothing burger. Oh well. Well, look at this car. So, like I was saying, guys, the problem I have with Indians who come to white people country is that it's the ugly ass Indians who come here. It's like, dude, that's just sad and pathetic, bro. It's like people are not respecting you, you know? They look at how ugly you are. They look at how they smell, how bad you smell. Look, man, I've said this in another video. I'm gonna say it again, but let me show you this machine over here. This is a ticket system. Oh, there's the 175. That's the bus behind me right there. That's the bus I need. But I'm not gonna hop on it now, guys, okay? See, this is the bus I need. This bus will go directly to the airport. This is the bus I want. However, I'm gonna do the MGTOW walk and talk shit. I'll just follow its route and I'll take it from a different location. Still gonna be the same price. I still got an hour and a half before I even have to be at the airport. So, but yeah, that 175, that was the bus I need. The machine you saw back there, you can use cash, you can use credit card. You can also use credit card on the bus. So if you're like running to catch the bus and you don't have time to use the ticket machine, you can use your credit card in the bus and pay for it while the bus is already moving. So again, if any of you guys out there are running to catch the bus and you're like, I don't have time to use the ticket machine, simply hop onto the bus and use your credit card and pay for the fare inside the bus if you don't have time to use the ticket machine. So, like I was saying about these ugly ass Indians coming to like the whitest country, it's like people just don't like you, you know? It's like a homeless man coming to your business to beg. It's like, no, dude, no, no, just no, man. It's like you're a low value person. You are not a respect. Look, I'm not saying that the Indian people who come here are bad people, okay? It's just that they're so ugly that the people here don't like them. They feel bad, you know? It's like these women who get hit on by incels and then they meet to them and shit like that. You know, imagine you're a hot woman and some incel is hitting on you. You're gonna feel bad, you know? The hot woman is gonna feel bad, right? It's the same thing here, guys, okay? It's the same thing in these European countries where ugly Indians go to and then the people just tolerate them and they don't talk to them. Look, I have never, whether I was in Latvia or here in Poland or in Ukraine, I never ever saw Indian guys with the natives, okay? They just don't like Indian people. And it's, again, it's the phenotype. You know, I've had some people tell me, oh, you know, the reason why everybody hates Indians, it's because for the past 60 years, Western civilization has been talking, you know, has been portraying Indians as beta. No, bro. It's your phenotype. It's the way your face is structured. It's the way, it's the color of your skin, and it's the way you smell. So you Indian guys have three things going against you. You have a fugly phenotype. You have brown, matte skin. Again, my Korean stylist back in LA who dates black people, she told me she doesn't do Indians because she doesn't like the color of their skin. Because the Indian skin is quote-unquote matte, not glossy like mine and black people. And another thing, guys, when she found out that I was not Indian, she was very, very relieved because she doesn't like how Indian people smell. So, again, you Indian guys, strike one, fugly face. Strike number two, you are stinky. Strike number three, your skin color is unattractive. Add number four, you're short. It's like strike one, two, three, and four. It's like, come on, man, you stand no chance, you know? And a lot of people out there need to understand, dudes, you just have to be realistic in your expectations, okay? Like, you guys take me for example. I'm fucking 43 years old. I know I ain't gonna organically get a hot 20-year-old. I ain't dumb. I know that, you know? So if you're a fugly-looking Indian dude, you know, what makes you think Stacy is gonna be like, ooh, my pussy's so wet, you know? If you're fucking Pooja, you're ugly, you're stinky, what makes you think that Thor is going to be like, ooh, this bitch makes me hard, you know? You guys need to understand, man, Indian people are not exotic, okay? You're not. You are simply tolerated, okay? Guys, you need to understand, man, if it wasn't for Indian people, there'd be no MGTOW TV. There would be no Metwali web services if it wasn't for Indian people, okay? See, the thing that I'm trying to get across here is that I just want you to look at the sign behind me, you know? Just to give you an idea of where shit is, you know? I just want people to be realistic, okay? That's really what I want. I want Indian people out there to be realistic in the sense that you've got to know what you are capable of, okay? You just can't come to Latvia, you just can't come to Ukraine and expect somebody to like you. I'm telling you guys, the people, whether it's Latvia, whether it's Ukraine, I'm telling you, Indian dudes out there, they don't like you, okay? They tolerate you, that's it. They want to have nothing to do with you. They regret the fact that their country is letting you in. And again, I'm not saying you're bad people. I'm just simply stating because of the way you look, the people here don't like you. And listen, Arab cells are no better, you know? I told you when I was in Riga, which rhymes with nigga, this Arab cell tried to make a move on this Latvian chick, and even though the Latvian chick wasn't much to look at herself, boy, did she give him that look that pretty much crushed her soul. And then, you know, half a minute later, you know, Chad Light, who's about the same height she was, and was actually a little bit shorter than the Arab cell, he comes in and he gets her pussy. So what does that tell you guys, you know? At the end of the day, guys, it's gonna be looks, 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 you know? I ain't upset about going back to America. You guys wanna know why? Fillers, you know? God willing, you know, after January 1st, prices go down, hop on a plane, go down to Mexico, get fillers over here, maybe under the eyes, you know, looks maxing, you know? It's all about looks, dudes. It's all about looks. Looks are the most important thing out there. You know, Jeremy Meeks, you know, Jeremy Meeks has his own freaking pill. The Jeremy Meeks pill. Murderer, terrorist, rapist, gang member. And, you know, he's now living the good life. Why? Looks, 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 okay? At the end of the day, guys, you've got to understand. Your looks is what people see, okay? Now, when they sit down with you, they can be like, oh, this guy is cool, you know? But here's the thing. When people, in particular, women, are only going off of looks, you're not gonna get the chance. You guys need to understand, man. If you don't have the look, woman will never ever give you a chance if your looks are not what they want, okay? You guys gotta get that in your mind, okay? I don't care how much of a nice guy you are. I don't care how hardworking a person you are. If you just don't have the proper look, people don't like you, you know? Again, I'm not saying you're a bad person. I'm not saying you're a horrible human being. I'm not saying anything negative about you guys. I'm just simply stating, if people don't know you on a personal level, your looks is gonna be purely what they're gonna judge you off of. And again, when it comes to women, if the looks are not what they want, it's GG, nice knowing you, you know, have a nice life, okay? Incel TV talks about that. Fifth and LMS talk about that. You know, MD over at Smash TV, they talk about that. So, oh look, there's Starbucks. Starbucks. There's no Starbucks in Ukraine, by the way. And you can't blame them. They probably wouldn't be able to make money in Ukraine, which is a good thing. Also, there is no Starbucks in Latvia. They probably wouldn't be able to make money there either. So, yeah, guys, as of right now, man, Latvia, Ukraine are winning. Personally, I'll choose Ukraine over Latvia. I'll choose Ukraine over a lot of other places, you know? Something about Ukraine just makes you want to stay in Ukraine, man. There's a certain mystical, magical force field or something going on with Ukraine. Because again, every foreigner I spoke with in Ukraine, they're like, I'm loving it, I'm staying here, I'm getting the visa, I'm buying a house. Whatever the case is, guys, people are staying in Ukraine, you know? So, one of the things I'm going to do when I do a little bit of looks maxing, guys, is that I'm going to tell the doctor, you know, make me look less Indian. I actually went to Costa Coffee and, you know, there was a, I don't know if he was a homeless guy or not, but he sounded a little bit not right. He's like, Indian? I'm like, motherfucker, what the fuck did he say, bitch? So, you guys out there who look Indian like me, unfortunately, make yourself look less Indian. I don't care what you do. Just don't look Indian, you know? You know how Incel TV says, you know how Incel TV says JBW? Well, I have Don't Be Indian. DBI. Don't Be Indian. You know what? That should be the title of this video. DBI. Don't Be Indian. Or Indian looking, which sadly and unfortunately I am. You know, guys, if I had Indian blood in me, I'd have jumped in front of a train a long time ago. Anyways, I think the bus is probably behind us because the bus makes a left over there. So I'm going to backtrack a little bit. They got sushi over here. Tokyo Sushi is over there. I'm gonna do a U-turn just to show you Tokyo Sushi. Yeah, Tokyo Sushi, guys. Where is it? Yeah, right behind us. You know, Tokyo Sushi. So, honestly, there's really nothing Poland has that Ukraine doesn't have. So pretty much Ukraine is very similar to Poland. It's just that Ukraine is hella cheaper. Hella cheaper. Over here, guys, you can take it, you can look at the pictures. You know, all the prices you see divide by four. You know, this would be like what, $4 or $5, $4.50, something like that. So, again, guys, if you are a foreigner, you can hop on a plane. Ukraine would be perfect for you because look, Ukraine actually has some pretty decent doctors. Guys, I am telling you. If you accept the fact that Ukraine is a corrupt country, if you accept the fact that you need a good lawyer, if you accept the fact that, well, if you accept the fact that Ukraine is a corrupt country and that you need a good lawyer with you, and you accept the fact that, you know, nigger shit might happen every now and then, Ukraine will be perfect for you, okay, guys? The only downside about Ukraine, which I think, God willing, will be taken care of soon, is that they need to open the motherfucking airports up, man. Fucking 16 hours in a freaking bus. From 2 in the evening until like 6 in the morning, man. Fucking 16 hours in a bus. And then a 4-hour wait at border control. Damn. But I'm telling you guys, once this war is over, which it will be by summertime, and when they open up the airports, Ukraine is gonna be where it's at. So that's my video for today, guys. I'll try to make one more video from Oslo in Norway, you know? So on this European trip, I visited Poland, I visited Latvia, I visited Ukraine, I visited Norway. I don't count the UK because, well, you know, that's where America's from. You know, counting the UK is like counting the UK is like counting Canada. You don't count Canada. Oh, by the way, there's my bus right there. Look. See, it says airport on it, right? That's my bus. But like I said, I'll wait for the other bus to come on. It's still early, guys. I still got time, so I'm gonna buy my ticket from here. You know what? Let me see if I can buy the ticket while I have you guys here with me. Let's do that. English. Buy paper ticket. You need to buy this one, guys, okay? Don't buy the 20-minute type. You need to buy this one, especially if it's one way. $75, which is plenty of time for me to get to the airport. 10:04. You can, you know, for 75 minutes, you can use this ticket all you want. Now, I don't know what zone 2 is. All I know is zone 1 works for me. There's a reduced, but, you know, you don't want to be that nigger, you know. And you're only going to be saving what, like a couple of cents. So the price, as you guys can see, is 4.4 of their money, which is like what? A little bit over a dollar, that's nothing. Pull out the damn credit card once I find it. There it is. Nope. That's not it. Damn it, where's the credit card, Dad? Oh, Lord. At least I have the passport in here. Okay, no. That's alright. There we go. Okay, good. Found it. Ah, shit. Started all over again. That's fine. 75 minutes. Zone 1. Let's go. Standard. How much is the reduced? Okay, the reduced is like half off. But again, you don't want to be that nigger, you know? We're not like Coach Bitchpill here. All right, what do I need to do? Oh, yeah, it's right in front of me. Card.
Don't you just love Europe? It's all like Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, nigger shit like that. Come on. There we go. All right, guys. So this is the ticket right here, okay? So as you guys just saw, we bought a ticket. You guys can use this ticket for unlimited rides within Zone 1 for the next 75 minutes. Obviously, I'm going to use it once, and that's it. We're done for the day. Like I said, bus 175. And you guys can see over here, bus 175. This is where it comes. So I'm going to walk around a little bit more because I like walking around and I got time. So, yeah, guys. Poland ain't bad. You know, if you know the language, you know the area, Poland isn't bad. It really isn't. I mean, I'm sure you guys will like it, but you guys know me. I'm a cheap-ass Jew. I just like cheap things. You know, I like exploiting people, you know. Exploiting people, taking advantage of people, usurping people. It's my nature. So, much rather be in Ukraine than here. But hey, Poland ain't bad, guys. It really ain't. But anyway, guys, I'll talk to you from Oslo, okay?